Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll
you can call
live.
This number 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes, so why don't you do it? Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Take that for data.
At the bottom of the hour, we got Rich Ohrenberger. He's a friend of the show, former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We will talk to him. And one thing we'll ask him, Rob, is about J.J. Watt. And you've called out J.J. He left Houston, got him to release him.
I just thought he was trying to win a Super Bowl, Chris. That's all.
Well, that was the talk.
This don't sound like a Super Bowl move to me.
No.
Am I wrong?
It might not be a playoff move. When you look at that division, right now, most people would put the Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks ahead of Arizona. Now, I will say they got some good young players. Obviously, Kyler Murray has shown great promise. DeAndre Hopkins, great receiver. Defense was okay. It was almost a top 10 defense in points allowed. He'll make it better. But, Rob, I mean, he's late in his career, long in the tooth. You would have thought he'd have went to Tampa, Green Bay, even a Cleveland or Pittsburgh, some of the other teams that were named in terms of getting him. And instead he goes to Arizona. It's a young team, right? That can be said. Right.
But they didn't make the playoffs a year ago. I'm not saying that they can't make it. But, yeah, I'm going to officially change his name from J.J. Watt to J.J. Fraud. I'm just going to go there, J.J. Fraud, because it just feels like to me, it just feels like I don't know what the other money is. If some other team offered him more money, it's hard for me to believe.
I bet it was a huge gap, Rob.
It's hard for me to believe that.
Why else is he going there?
Right. You went from making, you would have made 17 in Houston, right? Next year coming up, Chris.
Right.
And you took 23 guaranteed here. There's no guarantee. And you've missed like a million games the last 3 years.
Right.
So I just don't know. Like it doesn't. That's not the team I thought he would go to. Let's put it that way.
They weren't even. Were they even mentioned, Rob G?
Were they mentioned anywhere? Point? Yeah. Rob G, good question.
Say again.
I don't remember. Arizona, were they mentioned in connection?
No, okay, the only link was DeAndre Hopkins' tweet saying, hey, let's run it back or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Or let's finish what
exactly.
we started.
There you go.
Yeah. Run it back. Wasn't nothing to run back. JJ's like, I don't want to run that back.
You right. know, but, we didn't do anything. What are right. we running back? Right.
Look, Rob, I think it came down to this. I think the teams that were contenders that had any interest in him were offering very little. And I think the gap was probably huge. Like, I'm thinking, and this is speculation, but I'm thinking it was the gap between $31 million, obviously 23 guaranteed, and maybe something like $11 million, maybe 7 guaranteed. I'm just talking out loud.
You don't know, right? You're just coming up with
if
some,
it like, was something like 31 to 25, 23 to million guaranteed to 20, look, easy for me to say, but I think you go for the championship. That's what you're supposed to be wanting was the Super Bowl. Go have fun, try to win a Super Bowl, and you still get buku bucks. If it's 31 and 11, something like that, it's hard to fault the dude. I know he's made over $100 million in his career and all that, but that's still a lot of money to turn down. It's hard to fault him, and I think he probably just couldn't turn down the money, man.
Well,
because there's no way you can tell me this was the best football situation.
But then don't make that. You don't have to make that proclamation, Chris. about, you know, and then even the Ed Werder thing, right? It was like four things on the list and money was fourth. That's all I'm saying. If it was really about, hey, I had a good career in Houston, I'm happy, I just want to win a championship, go out on top, bounce back, you know, I'll latch my wagon on to somebody else.
Didn't it see? I mean, some people thought he might like take the minimum or something. You know what I mean?
Like anything just to play for a good team, right, and have a chance, right, at a Super Bowl.
Right. And he said, nada. I guess that's what that mitochondria tweet has something to do with. Is mitochondria have anything to do with money? Greenbacks?
I thought that was a bird. No. No.
I don't know. But he tweeted a little.
Alex, help me. You're funny. A smart guy.
It was something like that. All right. Anyway, Ralph, let's move
Chris,
on.
You broke the mic again?
It keeps falling, man. For those that watch us on our videos.
You did it before. I know.
I didn't do anything. It just keeps. I got to get a new bolt or something like that.
It's stripped? Is the bolt stripped?
I'm putting it in. Locking it in, but it keeps falling. But I'm smooth with it. You couldn't even tell on the radio.
No, I know, but on the screen I saw.
Actually, we did hear a loud thump in the background, Chris. Right. So the radio. And
that was Fizdale. Data.
I know you're not handy. So the next
I'm
time
very handy.
When the next time one of your daughters come in, they can fix the thing for you.
Or more likely, knowing Chris, he's got a guy who takes care of that kind of stuff.
Right. No.
The same guy who shovels his snow also will fix the microphone.
I'm actually very handy. Last time we had snow, I shoveled it. I'm very handy. I fix things around the house. I don't get guys to paint my three walls.
I knew he was going to say that. And that's what it was, three
Rob
walls.
Parker.
I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, see, Rob got Rob's hands. You ever felt Rob's hands? You ever shook Rob's hands? Talk about soft. I mean, it's like a pillow, like a silk pillow, man. Like, yo, did you do any work, my man? No, you're in L.A. Let's go to L.A. The Clippers.
Yes.
Who are the Nets of L.A. They had a disappointing loss, and I'm not going to make too much out of a February loss, right?
Especially since their record is good. They've played pretty well this year.
They played pretty well.
But that was bad at the end.
Yeah, right. The way they lost, I mean, they were up 7 with 8 minutes left, which, you know, obviously in today's
NBA
that's
not
a ton.
Right.
But still, and they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. They got outscored 9-0 in the last 4 minutes. Didn't hit a score point or hit a bucket, obviously.
But every shot was behind the arc. Why?
And look, they've been the best three-point shooting team in the league. But here's the thing, Rob. They're legit, and this should worry you, jump shooting team. Right. They're 25th in the NBA in free throw attempts, so obviously they're not driving and getting to the line.
They don't get to the basket to get free throws. Right. And they
they're
got
27th
guys who can make free
in
throws.
Points in the paint, Rob.
Right.
So now they lead the league in 3-point percentage. So they're shooting the three, but as you know, I don't care how well you shoot it, you see Steph Curry have off nights. So you're going to have off nights, right?
That old cliche, live by the three, die by the three. Yep. That they didn't make that up for no reason, Chris. That's a part of the game.
That's why people have felt, for the most of basketball history, that a jump shooting team couldn't win the championship. Now, today's era, that's different. But still, like you said, that cliche holds true. I want to throw a few numbers at you from Kawhi and ask you a pointed question about him. Kawhi Leonard is the fourth worst. He has the fourth in terms of clutch minutes in the NBA. And you know, that's like the last 5 minutes, games within 5 points. Kawhi has the fourth worst clutch field goal percentage in the NBA. The Clippers have been outscored by 19 points in Kawhi's 35 clutch time minutes this season. He has missed 18 of the 23 pointers he's attempted in clutch time. And so Kawhi, his overall field goal percentage in clutch time, Rob, it was 38.6% last year, which isn't great, but it's clutch time, so it's not going to be as high. But now it's 28% this season. I'm going to throw this out at you, Rob. Because last year, they obviously didn't win the title. Not only did they not win the title, which no shame in that, coming together your first year not winning the title. But they did go out prematurely. They went out in the second round.
And he choked in seven, again, 3-1. Game seven, and he choked.
Right.
I mean, I don't sugarcoat it. He choked. Him and Paul George could not have played worse, but I put it on Kawhi because when they went to make that move, Chris, that's the guy who we saw perform for Toronto when it mattered, making a big shot, winning the series against Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So that's what they got him for. They got him for that game. That's when you want Kawhi Leonard to be your guy for game seven. It didn't work out. And so far this year, despite their record, and because they've been out in front of people and not really pressed, but the numbers are ugly, or fugly, whatever you want to say.
In closed games.
Right. Those are not – that's not a good thing. I don't know. What's their record in games decided by five or less or whatever they – I'm just curious.
Three or less. Go ahead and find that, Rob G.
Can you help us?
Do you feel – and look, it's his second year, so obviously he's got time to change this. But I would say this, Rob, to this point – as good as he's been, and he's clearly one of the best players in the league, and they are obviously relevant. They're on the national map. But he hasn't lived up to what they brought him in for yet.
No, he has not. I don't think anybody could say that. That's not why. This is a guy who's won two finals MVPs. And no, has he played well enough, Chris, in most of the stretches? Absolutely. But has he been the guy that you thought he would be? You know, just going back to last year, forget about this year. That game seven will haunt him until it just will. I mean, I'm not saying that he had to score 90 points, Chris, but he couldn't turn in that performance when his team needed him most and they were going the other way. And that's what you look at. It doesn't negate what he's done. You can't take that away from him. But coming to the Clippers so far, it hasn't worked out, and anybody who wants to paint a February game when his team is 10 or 12 games over 500 and say, oh, this is it, they're bad or he's bad, I think that's ridiculous. I think they're in the Western Conference, they'll have a say if everybody's healthy, but he hasn't lived up to it.
Well, in New York, they'd be dancing in the streets over that record.
Of course, they would.
24-12. By the way, to answer your question, they are 1-2. In games decided by 3 points.
I was going to say, I don't think they play that many games like that. But I really don't. I did because they usually, Chris, usually win comfortably.
Well,
when
they win by an average of 6 points a game.
Right.
Yeah, their differential.
Yeah, they're 14-4 in games decided by less than 10 points. So anything between 3 and 10, their money. Anything less than 3, not so much.
Right.
I'm going to say this, Rob.
Interesting. Thanks.
There are levels to this, as you know. And whenever you achieve something in the NBA, it's like, okay, can you go to the next level, right? Like Giannis, he won the MVP award, then he won it again. And now we're wondering, okay, can you go to the next level though, right? That's great, but can you lead a team to a championship? That's the next level we're waiting to see from you. Now, Kawhi has won championships, okay? He has, you know, been, as you said, the finals MVP. But we are looking for him now, the next level for him. Now it's expected. You know, when he won in San Antonio, obviously it wasn't his team. He was the fourth guy. You know, you had Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and then Kawhi. And Kawhi won that MVP, which taking nothing away from him, but you could have given it to somebody else and it was a lot of guys that play well. But he won it. I'm not taking it away from him. But my point was, Rob, he was not expected to carry that team. You know what I mean? Like, he was a part of the team. And so no expectations. You go to Toronto, as you know, it was viewed as a one-year rental. He wasn't expected to carry them to the finals. And they get to the finals. There's no pressure on them other than, you know, playing in those games. But nobody's expecting them to win. The Warriors have a bunch of injuries, and they win. So now this, when he's in L.A., He came with incredible fanfare. You're in LeBron's backyard. You're in the same building as LeBron. And a lot of people, Rob, last year were saying Kawhi's better than LeBron.
Well, he was coming off a win, and people really liked the way that team was put together. And don't forget, let's not act like... you know that. They had the best roster, like the way it was put together.
No, right. But my point is that... That put expectations.
No way.
Like, for the first time, he was expected to carry a team. Like LeBron gets, he has those expectations on you every year.
No, I agree with that.
And so this is the next level. That's my take on it.
I agree with that. That there was definitely, and that's because, Chris, he's coming in when you look at a guy and go, because nobody does what he did, which is go to Toronto as a rental player, Chris, and lead that. You remember, they couldn't get out of the first round.
Right.
They had the same team.
They couldn't get out of the East. Remember, they kept getting beat by LeBron.
Right. They kept getting knocked out or whatever. And then he comes, and all of a sudden, they win. And I think, you know, when you add that to where he was. And remember, if he makes one free throw against Miami in that late in that game six, Chris, he might have sealed that game. You remember the – where he missed a free throw and then the Lakers, I mean,
You mean against Denver?
No, when he was with, when they played Miami.
Oh, Spurs, LeBron. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
remember the free throw he missed?
Yeah,
that would have put him up by four. Ray Allen tied the game. I'm just saying, he makes that free throw, he might have three championships. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think this is the first time he's been expected. You know what I mean? To lead a team. Because people are expecting a championship. And so that's the next level for him to get to. We talked about Luka earlier, Rob. Okay, he's shown us. He's at a certain level, and it's a high one. But can you lead your team to victories? That'll be the first thing, right? Lead them deep in the playoffs. And then we'll start talking about, okay, can you lead your team to a championship? So Kawhi's got another level to go to. We'll see if he can get there. Your turn away at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Has Kawhi Leonard lived up to his end of the bargain thus far with the LA Clippers? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. And we're also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. You've seen them before. It's cash back match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover, something brighter. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Has Kawhi Leonard lived up to the billing that accompanied him when he went to the Clippers? Gage.
What's going on? Yeah, they just put me in, man. What's going on, my God?
What's up, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good. I hope all is well with y'all, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to y'all as usual. As far as Kawhi go, man, we all know it was championship with us when he went to L.A. So until he bring that championship, he hasn't lived up to the hype, you know. And like you said, Chris, if he don't be careful, he's going to get that reputation as not being able to perform under pressure. He had no pressure in San Antonio. It was already built. He had no pressure in Toronto, no expectations, really. It was a one-year deal. So, you know, and it's a different type of pressure when everybody's depending on you or expecting you, should I say, to perform. So,
absolutely. Good call, Gage.
Expectations add pressure, Rob. We know that you and I have seen this in the league, in various leagues. I've always said every once in a while you'll see a player that's got a lot of talent in the NBA and he just not really living up to it. And then, you know, maybe in a contract year or something, he'll play great, right? Average 20 points and people are expecting, oh, wow, he's going to be able to do this. You know, he's gone to the next level. And then he goes back to what he was. There are a lot of guys that don't want that pressure. This isn't Kawhi, obviously, but just in general, guys that don't want that pressure, Rob, of having to deliver 25 points and 10 rebounds a night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
like, they just don't want – they'll do it every now and then, but don't expect it of me.
No.
You know?
It's a lot of pressure, and everybody can't do it. Mike, in Yonkers, New York, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing
great,
good.
Man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm alive. Can't complain. But as far as Kawhi, listen, I mean, the last caller said it. When the lights get brighter and I'm watching him play, he does not seem like he's the type of person that wants the pressure on him. And I'm saying it now. You're hearing it first here. If they don't win this year, do not be – I'm not sure how the numbers are going to work. Don't be surprised next year if he joins the Lakers, because they see that –
First of all, you're hedging your bet. Okay, so – either you're saying he's going to the Lakers or he's not. When you say don't be surprised.
Well, he don't know, right?
I mean, no, but that doesn't mean anything.
He will go to the Lakers.
No, Mike.
I think he's saying something.
It doesn't mean anything.
I think he's making a statement. It meant something to me, because I don't think
– I don't believe
Rob,
that.
I would be shocked. It would look so bad. I mean, you think it would have looked bad a few years ago?
He could have gone to the Lakers, Chris. He already could have gone. He had his chance to go there.
It would look worse if he didn't go. If he went this time.
Yeah, I would. You know what I'm saying? He could have gone with Anthony Davis. They had the money. Right. It was all set up.
It was set for him to go.
It was easy. Chris, he could have laid back, no pressure. To me, him going Clippers said a lot about his personality.
It did.
And who he
is.
And
now he's got to deliver.
No, I get that. But I'm just saying.
But I give you that.
Right? If he wanted no pressure and the easy way out, go join Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
I would think. And I know people talk about, oh, he's going to be a free agent. He could leave after this year. Clippers better be careful, blah, blah, blah. Rob, where's he going?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have your team. You have Paul George, who, granted, he hasn't delivered in the playoffs. All right? But he's going to have to do that at some point. But still, he's a second star. You got other good players. You're at home. You can't go to Brooklyn. I wouldn't think you'd go to the Lakers because, you know, you talk about a bad optics. I don't know. I would be stunned if he left the Clippers.
Can we squeeze in Andre from Massachusetts real quick, Andre? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Kawhi Leonard is really at a precipice in his career. He has to get this championship this year. Here's the reason why.
If they go to the finals, that wouldn't be good. Say they lost to the three-headed monster, the Nets, but they beat the Lakers and got to the finals. I think that would be – that's not good enough?
Okay, that window that he had to capture lightning in a bottle last year and take all that momentum, Steve Ballmer talking about building a new arena, so on and forth, that window has closed. It's the Lakers. You have teams like Utah. You have teams like Phoenix. He has to consolidate all that momentum and get it done this year, or in my view – his opportunity will have passed.
You're saying it's going to get tougher. Brooklyn's going to be better next year, probably.
No, I get that, but
right?
Chris, if they get
Philly's
to the finals, you would
be
look
better.
At if they get they've never been to the Western Conference Finals.
It'd be
if
nice
if the Clippers beat the Lakers and get to the NBA championship and lose to a three-headed monster. I'm not giving them an excuse.
Here's what I say: I couldn't
but I think
kill
it would
him.
Be,
I couldn't kill him. Obviously,
nobody could
but
kill
it
him.
Wouldn't look good. Right? It's still. I mean. Yeah, you couldn't kill him, but it's not the goal. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I'm not making an excuse, but if he went to the finals, I think it took the Clippers to the finals, I think that would be something.
All right, Rob, we got a former NFL offensive lineman, also a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, friend of the show, Rich Ohrenberger. Rich, welcome.
What's happening?
How's it going, Rob and Chris? How's it going?
Man, we are doing great, man.
All right, look, we have been talking about J.J. Watt, and we want your opinion. We feel like, hey, I thought it was about a Super Bowl.
Right.
I thought it wasn't the money. You've made a lot of money. You know, I thought you were going so you could win, and he goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Rich, clear this up for us. What's going on?
Well, I will say this. His earning potential, obviously, the window that he has open to make the most amount of money in his life is closing. I mean, this is a guy who's been injured the majority of time over the past three seasons. He had a healthy season last year, but that earning potential window is closing. Also, you know, this is actually something that struck me when I was considering what I would do if I were in J.J. Watt's shoes. You know, he's an older guy. He's had a lot of orthopedic surgeries, and all of these teams that he was being linked to are in cold weather places. You're talking about Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're talking about Western New York with the Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh Steelers with his brothers. I was like, no way. My body hurts when there's a cloud in the sky when I wake up because of the barometric pressure. I want to be somewhere like Southern California or Arizona or maybe Florida. You know, it just makes more sense from just a longevity standpoint and how you feel on a daily basis, because that really does affect how you perform. So from that standpoint, it doesn't shock me. From the money standpoint, it doesn't shock me. What really shocks me is how much the Arizona Cardinals were willing to pay for J.J. Watt and really what their needs are. That's the part of this that shocked me the most.
Well, I always say teams, and Arizona's, I know they got a Kyler Murray, an up-and-coming team or whatever, but there's a bad team tax. You know, they didn't make the playoffs, you know, and sometimes teams like that wind up having to pay a little bit more, you know, to get people to come. But I mean, your weather thing, I do get that. It's just funny because he was talking about how none of that seemed to matter and he wanted to win a championship. That was number one on his list. And then you go to a team that's in a tough division and a team that didn't make the playoffs. That's the part that is weird. And maybe if he just said, I'm looking to change, you know, for a change and not about I'm going to win and nothing else matters, it just seems weird that he picked that spot.
I think part of this is because he was such an important voice on that Texans roster for so long and such a leader that I can imagine. And I worked with Steve Keim, the general manager out there in Arizona, when I was a Cardinal player. And he's a really great talker. He's a really tremendous, influential character inside that organization. And I can see them appealing to, look, leaders need followers, right? And so J.J. Watt needs a team to lead. You know, and granted, you know, going to Green Bay would be nice and riding the coattails of Aaron Rodgers later in his career to win a NFC championship, maybe a Super Bowl. That would be cool. Maybe going to a place like Buffalo where you have a tremendous team built around this young quarterback would be great. But J.J. Watt could truly go to Arizona and become that team's leader in year one. Larry Fitzgerald, he hasn't made up his mind yet. He might retire. And he's said it in the past. Like, when he retires, he's not going to do it with all the pomp and circumstance and the big off-ramp. He's just going to wake up one morning and send out the press release. So they're not sure if they're going to have Larry Fitzgerald back this upcoming season. And if he does retire, what is it going to be, Kyler Murray? He's going to take over the team as a vocal leader? It's been 2 years with that team. Does he seem like the Tom Brady field general type? He doesn't to me. So J.J. Watt could step into that situation and become that team's leader. And if they do end up making some noise this upcoming season, he's going to get a lot of the credit for that.
Well, let's go there, Rich. I mean, they do have some pieces. You mentioned Kyler Murray, who's, you know, getting better. DeAndre Hopkins, defense that was, you know, fairly solid. I think 12th in the league in points allowed. How good can they be realistically next year?
you know, it's like buying a speculative tech company right now, because it's a crowded field with other teams in their division who look better than them right now. But it doesn't mean that they can't all of a sudden boom to the top. I mean, you know, right now it looks like, you know, the Seahawks are in better standing, and the Rams obviously shored up their quarterback situation with the Stafford trade, and, you know, all of it around them looks pretty good. But the Cardinals, if they invest the right way in themselves, they could probably, you know, be in the race. They definitely need to address their offensive line and protect Kyler Murray better. He's a tremendous improvisational quarterback, but he's better in the pocket, and we saw that in college. You know, this guy can throw from the pocket, and he can be deadly accurate. I think some of his accuracy coming into the league was a little bit overstated, but he's a talented passer. And so the less pressure he's under, the better he's going to look. Also, they need to add another dimension to their offense outside of DeAndre Hopkins. He's tremendous, and he's going to win you those 50-50 balls the majority of the time when you throw it up to him. But they really only have one playmaker on that offense, and it's D-Hop. And so adding another receiver who could scare you on the opposite side of the field is going to unburden Hopkins to be an even better playmaker. And then they may have to actually get a running back too, because I don't think they're going to, you know, keep Kenyon Drake at the price that he commands. So they have some work to do offensively before they can really make a run at this thing. I wouldn't have made my big splash this offseason as far as signing a free agent and signing a defensive lineman. I didn't think they needed to address that first, but they felt differently. And again, maybe it was a leadership void that they were trying to fill with J.J. Watt.
The Deshaun Watson thing, I've read the reports that he's talking about. The people close to him says that he'll sit out the year, he won't play, he'll give back the money from the signing. I find that hard to believe. Where are you on that? That this guy is going to sit out, give money back to the Texans, and then bolt after, you know, he sits out a year?
Well, here's what I've learned about Deshaun Watson over his short tenure in the NFL, and this is both from my own observations, but also talking to people who play with him and who know him better than I do. He's a principled person. He's a very moral person. You know, one of the first things he did when he started earning money at the NFL level was shared it with the support staff around that organization, you know, the stadium workers, the people who feed them in the cafeteria. I mean, tremendously generous human being and a very principled person. And so the problem with lying to somebody like that is that they won't mind standing on their morals and their principles, because that's a part of their skeleton. That's a part of their physical makeup. And so I think the issue here is very deep-seated between Watson and the Houston Texans organization. He feels like they lied to him. He signed this contract, and like we all know, I mean, marriage is a contract. You know, I mean, you marry a woman, and, you know, the state says in this contract that you guys share your income and all that stuff. But, you know, there's a verbal part to that agreement. And the verbal part is loyalty and being trustworthy and showing up when you say you will, and helping raise your children together if you have those. And even though those are all part of the verbal contract, they're just as important as the actual contract you signed together when you got married. And I think that's what happened with the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson. So again, him being such a principled person, if his character and his morals are important to him, I wouldn't be completely shocked if he starts sitting out games if this gets crazy enough.
Wow.
I want to call Rich, you back when the season comes, because, Rich, I'll believe it when I see it. I hear your point. I don't believe it.
I think they're going to trade him. They got all the leverage, but I think – because here's the thing, and we got to run in a minute, but
even if they could stick
out their chest and say, we showed him, like if he sits out, he has to give the money back, he retires, all that. But that's not going to help their football team either. You know what I mean? Like, I think at the end of the day, they'll say, look, we love to keep him, but let's get a king's ransom for him. That's how I think it ends up working out, but we'll see. Rich, great stuff. Great insight, too. Really really strong comments, man. We appreciate it.
I don't know how you survived all those years working with Mark Willard, but, man, you survived. You're a good guy.
Been through the wars, battle tested. No, thanks, guys. No, it was fun jumping on.
All right, Rich.
All three of us have worked with Willard, so we know all three of us.
Yes, yes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right. What is going on? Like, this is a family show.
No, all right, we're coming to you live. Yeah.
We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Rob, we'll be brief with this, but Jane, you know, obviously there's all the talk about Russell Wilson wanting out, and we both said, look, if your wife comes to you and says, honey, look, she might not even call you honey at that point, but just comes to you and says,
hey, whatchamacallit?
So-and-so, right. Yeah, whatever your name. I want to stay married, but if we get divorced, here are four of your friends who I think are hot.
Yes.
And I wouldn't mind being with
Rob Parker.
You might as well get divorced right then and there. All right, it's over. And Rob, Russell, it seems like first it was, you know, the line, the offensive line. Then it was the play calling. You know, then it was, you know, Pete Carroll's sons have too much power. Like, Rob, he just wants out. You know, like when you start just. You're just looking for things to complain about. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Like you don't put enough butter on my toast. You know, like you're looking for something to blame. You know, like to be able to use as an excuse to get out.
Absolutely. And so Jane Slater, who does a great job covering the NFL, she came out and said it's laughable. Direct quote: laughable to think that Dallas, Rob G, is it that Dallas would trade Dak for Russell Wilson?
It's laughable to suggest that Dallas would make a trade that would get Russell Wilson, given the Dak Prescott and the amount of picks they have to give up to do it.
To me, what's laughable, and she's a great reporter, but Rob, what's laughable to me is that people actually think Dallas shouldn't do this. And I'm even talking with some draft picks. I'm sorry, like, they got a lot. I know they played horrible last year, but they got receivers. They got running backs. If they're healthy, their offensive line, I know they're a little long in the tooth, but they got linemen. You know, they got some names on that defense. And Rob, we've seen Russell Wilson work magic, not to the Super Bowl, but, you know, to the playoffs with, you know, also Rams respectably in Seattle. I think if you bring him, Rob, you're back in major relevancy. Especially in that division, you're a playoff team. In that division, am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. In that division, it's wide open.
Right.
I agree.
I mean, wide open.
I just think that you would, like to think that
and
you wouldn't
cheaper.
Want. You wouldn't want to get Russell Wilson compared to Dak coming off an injury and still there's question marks because. Because if there were no question marks, Chris, he would have been signed. Like you would have made him happy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they needed to
you
be question
made him
marks.
Happy.
But, yeah, they haven't done it yet. And, Rob, here's the other thing. Russell's a lot cheaper than Dak. They're going to bring Dak. If they bring Dak back, Rob, it's $38 to $40 million a year.
Which is crazy.
Right. So I don't know why Seattle does that. That's the other thing. But we'll see. All right, it was the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and subscribe. Peace!